Oh, geez, look at the butt on that. Yeah.
He must work out.
Hey, what's up? It's DeHuff. It's another episode of DeHuff Uncensored. I hope you're having a great day. Got a lot to get to, but real quick, hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Also, don't forget today's show is presented to you by Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. I'm going over to Jad's after this show. Can't wait to go over. But what we need to do right now, stay focused, Scott. Stay focused. Let's jump into some headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
I posted this on my social media accounts, I believe Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This is the biggest joke, and it tells you that sometimes the people in charge are still just completely clueless. How many times at your workplace has management implemented a new procedure, and then you as the person that actually is the one that is supposed to execute it, you're like, how far up your ass is your head? Because this makes no sense. I'm looking at the USA track and field kits or uniforms, and they were unveiled by Nike for the 2024 Paris Olympics. The guys' outfit looks normal. It's, like a tank top type situation, spandex, and long shorts that go about midway through the thigh, right? Then you look at the ladies. It looks like it's a one piece. It might be a two piece. That's irrelevant. It's a tank top as well. But the problem is, and you will see this when you go to at DeHuff Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You'll see what I'm talking about. This is such a joke. This had to have been created by a dude. Because ladies see it and they're like, well, that's just not going to work. It's barely covering their vagina. That's it. Like, barely. Barely. They have this on like a mannequin. And you look at it, and the more you look at it and be like, there's no room for error. And imagine running in this. Something's going to pop out. I hate to be crude about it, but hey, that's me. A lip's going to fall out. That's all I'm saying. This is not going to work. It's ridiculous. Some of the runners are like, apparently we have to keep our pubic hair in check because I can't say this enough. You have to go check out the picture. It is ridiculous. And some of the athletes are like, well, if you guys think that this is acceptable and okay for women to be running in these, why don't you have the fellas run in these too? Which would be funny because when you look at this, you're going to have nuts on either side. And a little fella is going to be peeking out every now and then too. and then you're going to have the commentators on the Olympics going,
excuse me,
your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna?
Bumblebee tuna? Bumblebee tuna. Your balls are showing. This is ridiculous. Ladies, you got to keep it tight. And if the dudes wore that, you seriously, you'd have balls hanging out very easily in your junk. It doesn't even matter how small your junk is. It's going to be hanging out. This is absurd. So absurd. And while I joke about it, it's a moron came up with these track and field kits for the ladies. The guys, it makes sense. I don't understand. Ladies, help me out. I don't understand why, and there's probably no good reason other than pervy dudes, of why everything is like so small. Like, I appreciate it as a viewer, but I don't understand it as from an athletic perspective of why, like, say, look at beach volleyball. Why are you wearing thongs? That makes no sense other than a dude came up with the outfit. It would still be sexy if you're going to look at it from that perspective of ladies wearing, you know, mid-thigh length shorts. I don't understand the point. If you're saying it's more aerodynamic, then let the dudes wear it. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Excuse me.
Your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna?
Excuse me, your vagina is showing. Oh my God! It's terrible. And think about that from an athletic and competition perspective. You're running along, you're running down, the next thing you know, is something out? And that's just going to distract you. It's going to take up it might be a minor amount of bandwidth, but at that level of competition, you need all your bandwidth going towards winning. Not having, even if it's a smidge, going, am I exposing myself? I'll tell you what, I can't remember if it's NBC or who, but whoever is carrying the Olympics, they need to have a delay going and get that blur ready to go, because something's coming out. That can't be comfortable. Ladies are going to get a front wedgie. Oh my God. Oh my God. I would be protesting. These came out, I want to say, 3 or 4 days ago. So last week sometime, probably last Friday. And not too many people are talking about it. But once this starts hitting more of the mainstream media, people are going to be like, okay, this is a little much. Except for the pervy guys who are like, wow, what's the big deal? Come on. Listen, I don't see dudes wanting to sign up to wear these. I don't want to see dudes wearing these. Although it would be hilarious. You got to check it out on my social accounts, at DeHuff Podcast. it's just so wrong. So wrong. Bunch of idiots that made those. Oh, holy shit. Man.
Excuse me.
Your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna?
He's about to cross the finish line. Oh, his nuts came out. Oh, man. You hate to see it. For many reasons. An unnamed, speaking of that area of the human body, an unnamed 27-year-old patient from, oh my God, the butcher of names is here again. It's me. That Tunisia, I don't even know where the hell that is, or if I'm even close to saying it right, but had reportedly rolled over in his sleep with an erect penis. Shockingly, he did this and there was an audible snap and followed by intense pain, and he was immediately flaccid, but he was also swelling. He waited 36 hours to do something about it, but I guess what ended up happening, because they called this an eggplant deformity. So when you use that emoji of eggplant, that's what the dude's dick looked like, because it was swollen and purple like a eggplant. Dude, does this not frighten you to have like a naughty dream? You're going to be so hesitant to wake up and be like, don't roll over immediately. Let it go down. Think about baseball or something. Oh my God. Why would he wait 36 hours to do something? I'd be like at the emergency room right after I woke up. I'd be like, I broke my dick. Anyway, it's really sad, actually. And he had a significant amount of swelling, and while the penis is technically a bone or is boneless, it was, they call it a fracture or broken because it's actually a tear. And I can't pronounce the name of the actual area that gets torn, but the tissue is that allows the penis to become enlarged and erect. He had two tears. And the doctors were like, usually if we see this, it's one, but he had two. Now he had to have emergency surgery to repair it. They're just now coming out with this because it's been about a year since this happened. They did the 12-month follow-up, and the guy is doing fine. His dick works now. Well, congratulations. My goodness. New fear unlocked. Holy cow. Man, I never knew that would be a thing. But I guess if you're a tosser and a turner in your sleep, and then you're having naughty dreams, watch out. Watch out. I've heard of dudes doing this. I know a guy that he was having some interactions with a young lady, and things got a little crazy in the bedroom. And next thing you know, he heard the audible snap too and had to go to the doctor because he had a tear. Apparently horrible, horrible pain. Oh my God. Oh my God. Do not send me messages if this has ever happened to you. I just don't want to know about it. Don't. This is the world we live in. Miss AI, like Miss America, Miss Universe, stuff like that. Now they have Miss AI, artificial intelligence. We've talked about this. There's and I follow at least one on Instagram because I think it's fascinating. Plus, she's hot. It's not a real person. It's okay. But artificial intelligence is really fascinating when it comes to, I mean, there's so many people out there. There's a few people I follow on, say, Facebook, and they're constantly doing AI to, like, mix superheroes with weird scenarios. And it's funny, but it's really cool looking. Well, now they have a Miss AI, the world's first beauty pageant for AI-generated models. And it's a subscription-based social media platform. And it's forthcoming Fete, slated for May. I don't know what that means. But anyway, contestants are going to be judged on their beauty, technology, and clout for the chance to earn the crown of Miss AI. Who needs models? In all honesty, who needs models? Some of these AI models make about $11,000 a month. So if you have the technology, and if you have a brand, like a particular model face and body, and you can just continuously create new scenarios or something, you can make bank. So I say go for it. Why not? Because like I've told a lot of ladies that I used to work with, I was like, as messed up as it is, if you're comfortable with it, that's you gotta sell sex. I would sell my sex if it was possible, but it's not. It's not. Have you looked at me? Nah, no. No, it's pure sadness if you saw me in a sexual way. tears would fill your eyes immediately, and you'd just say, burn it to the ground. Here's what's wild. While you can make $11,000 a month for just models, like basic models, eventually this is going to, I'm sure it is in some capacity, but everything I've seen is it's not like video format, it's stagnant still picture format, which are still attractive and really, and they look freaking real. But eventually this is going to make its way into the porn industry. And what's the point of having AI or a real person doing porn when you can just, it's easier to manipulate what you want the quote unquote actors to do. It's easier to manipulate if it's AI. I can just type it into the computer, your little fancy dancy computer, and then boom. It makes it easier. And to be honest, it's more humane in a sense. Because you start hearing stories that comes out of the porn industry, and some are fine and clean, where some are just completely abusive. I don't know. Listen, if you wanted to continue to do porn, that's fine. I don't know. Sex work's real work, okay? That's all I'm saying. But it's wild. It's wild. And AI is going that I don't know why any company out there, why any company would pay for a model if it's going to be something as simple as, let's do a post of you wearing my product. I'll just have an AI model do it. They're not going to bitch and complain and be a diva about anything. Boom. Yeah, fuck it. Oh, you want the AI model to be wearing your clothes in Spain? Easy. Done. Oh, you want it in front of the Eiffel Tower? Sure. Got it. Sydney Opera House? Boom. There you go. It makes sense in that situation. But once they get the AI really rolling with video format, yeah. Models, you're done. Start working on your resume. Start working on your education, because you're going to be done soon. And that's also going to sweep through the social media influencers too. You guys, the writing's on the wall. You're about done. So, yeah. If I could have some hot AI model talking about my product, I'd rather that than somebody that's fumbling and stumbling over their words and is, you know, not worth engaging with. Whereas, you know, somebody could... I look at the messages on these AI models on Instagram, and dudes think they're real. They're like, oh, you're so beautiful. I would love to meet you sometime. You dumbass. You dumbass. It works. It works. Speaking of things that work, Sugar Fire in Westminster, amazing place to grab some barbecue. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, right next to Snooze on the south side of 144th. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Sugar Fire Westie. And they're always posting their daily specials. Like today is the Bronco Burger on Tuesday. It's a double burger with American cheese, bacon, brisket is slapped on top, onions, pickles, and Texas hot sauce. It's going to melt your mind. It's so good. It's so delicious over at Sugar Fire in Westminster. Whether it's their daily specials or just their regular stuff that they got going on, like I said, they got brisket, they got burgers, they got smoked turkey, they got ribs, you name it, it's there, and it's smoked to perfection. Everybody there is an artist that works at Sugar Fire in Westminster. It's beautiful. It tastes amazing. And also, to help celebrate what's going on in the sports world here in Colorado, when the Nugs or Avs win in the first round of the playoffs, you got to go the following day to Sugar Fire in Westminster, and you're going to get a free soda at Sugar Fire in Westminster with a purchase of a food item. Hey, listen, what little bit, any little bit helps these days. If you can save some money on a soda, boom, Sugar Fire in Westminster is there to help out. And then as if the Avs or Nuggets advance, they're going to change up what that, you know, incentive is to go in there too. So you got to keep checking it out. And trust me, when you go into Sugar Fire in Westminster, you're not going to be disappointed. It's an amazing place. Sugar Fire in Westminster, by far my favorite place to grab some barbecue. It's family friendly, perfect for date night. They even do catering, whether you got a birthday, wedding, or a big meeting. Sugar Fire in Westminster is going to handle the catering for you. Check out Sugar Fire in Westminster. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, just east of Huron. Check them out, like I said, on social media at Sugarfire Westie. Go to their website, sugarfiresmokehouse.com. It's Sugarfire in Westminster, reinventing barbecue every single day. Oh, sounds so good. You know what else is good? Going over to Jad's Mile High Smoke. That's Jad's with a J. And it's the only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It's like an alcohol bar, but for cannabis. You got to go check them out. You can consume on-site, purchase up to 1 ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate, consume what you like, then take the rest home. And they have something for everybody. They got, flower, pre-rolls, concentrates, edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with. They're a full-service bar, and the staff is amazing over at Jad's. They got 7 big-screen TVs. You can watch your favorite sporting events or host a watch party. This is the part I really love. You can rent Nintendo Switches. Oh, my God, that's awesome. Plus, they got free board games to play, playing cards, coloring books, and dominoes. Also, they got a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and plenty more. You and I were thrown down in Street Fighter. Okay, it's going to be a lot of fun. They also have comedy shows on the first and third Friday of every month, live music, open mic nights, drag bingo, craft nights, and puff and paints, game nights twice a week. They do Texas Hold'em games and so much more. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20, Monday through Friday. Tuesdays, I'm recording this on Tuesday, it's industry day, and anyone with an MED employee badge gets 15% off all day. Ladies, it's 20% off all day on Thursday, so you got to check that out. Jad's Mile High Smoke is 9 minutes from Coors Field and open noon to 10. You got to be 21 or older to consume. No outside product, just buy it there. Jad's is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to Jad's. I'm all about security systems. I love security systems. They're kind of addicting. We got a lot of security at this house because once I started buying cameras and stuff, I was like, ooh, this is fun. That's my weird addiction, I guess. And a Sylvanian company, startup company, is taking home security to another level. And I want to get my hands on this. The security cameras can actively open fire on potential intruders with paintball pellets. or you can load it up with tear gas rounds. Yes, please. And apparently it's ultra high precision because it uses AI to figure out if something's a threat or not. That's fucking awesome. The company's called Paint Cam, all one word. It's on Kickstarter, and the Paint Cam Eve uses automatic target marketing, face recognition, and AI-based decision-making to identify unfamiliar visitors to your property day or night. This sounds like a great idea, but you know this is going to backfire. It sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen. And I'm not sure who would get in trouble, you, the homeowner, or the company. But imagine like some, you know, Girl Scouts or whatever comes to your house and somehow the AI, you know, doesn't like their face. And then it starts pelting them with paintball pellets or tear gas. I laugh, but that would be horrible. I'd be so furious if that happened to my kid. Imagine like it just starts going off on a UPS driver or anything like that. I will say, I'd be fine with the solicitors. I can't stand solicitors. I appreciate what you people do as solicitors. I could never do the gig. I could never do it going door to door trying to sell shit. Because most people hate your guts. Let's be honest. Most people do not like it when a solicitor comes through their door trying to sell them something. And it happens all the time, especially now that we're getting into the summertime. You're going to see it more and more. And it doesn't matter if you have no soliciting on your door or on your property anywhere. Those dickheads are still still going to knock on your door. Oh, I didn't see it. Oh, you didn't see it? It's as plain as day, dummy. I can't stand solicitors. But I get it. I get it. If that's your job, I don't know how you do it, especially in the heat of the summer. Colorado's not bad. If it was high humidity, like some other places, like in the South, oh my God, I feel so sorry for you. You're earning your paycheck, which is probably not that great. And most of the solicitors, I end up just talking to them. I'm not going to buy anything from you, but I'll just be like, so how long have you been doing this? Oh, I've been doing it. I'm doing it for the summer. Oh, where do you live? I live in, South Carolina or whatever. And you're out here? Yeah, I'm going to college out here. Oh, that's great. What are you studying to do? Blah, 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 blah. All right. Yeah, I'm not going to get anything. But it's nice meeting you. I don't like it. I hate that. But going back to this security camera, if you have a company that you want to protect, I think this would make sense. If you have these in certain locations where it's protecting, say, a backdoor entrance for your business, and you have it activated at night when nobody's supposed to be there, yeah, this makes sense. I like the idea. But obviously, you as the user would have to use extreme caution because somebody's going to get pelted and they're not supposed to. You know it's going to happen. But that being said, I want one. Oh, my God. Sir, get off my property. I just wanted to see if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I told you, sir, the Lord doesn't like it when you get upset. Sorry, motherfucker. Pew, 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 pew. I just offended some religious folks. I'm just saying. Listen, if you're a Jehovah Witness or anybody that goes door to door, you probably deal with it even more so because people get all upset and be like, I already believe in this or that. I don't need you going to my door. I remember when I worked at Safeway a long time ago, I had a pickup truck. I had a Chevy S10 pickup. Love that truck. It was a really nice truck. Anyway, since I was the only one on staff that had a truck, they said, Scott, there's some grocery carts that are a few blocks away. Can you go use your truck to go pick up those carts and bring them back? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I drive over there, and it was kind of cold out. And I go, and I find the two grocery carts, and I'm loading them into the back of my truck, and I accidentally pinch my finger. Like, one of the metal things came and slammed down on my finger. And I'm like, motherfucker. I know, it's weird. I cursed. So I do that, and I throw them in the back of my truck, and these guys, they're nice. They're nice, but I overheard them say this. Somebody needs the Lord. I'm like, fuck off. And I did. At that moment, I'd be like, heal my hand. For the love of God, heal my hand. It is paining. It is throbbing. Praise Jesus. Heal my hand. Sorry. Again, I just offended a bunch of people, and I apologize. I have nothing against it. Those guys, it's usually, I don't think I've ever seen ladies go door-to-door soliciting religion. It's usually dudes. Is that normal? I don't know anything about it. So I'm naive to that scenario. So it's just interesting. But I've never ran into those guys that are mean. It's just, that was a bad time to make a snide comment. But it's not like I went over to him and was like, hey, fuck you, man. Fuck you. I didn't say anything like that. I just got in my truck and peeled out. Oh, you know what we need to do right now? We need to jump into the mailbag.
Mailbag. You've got mail.
This kind of ties into one of the earlier stories. This comes in from Johnny. He said, DeHuff, did you see this? And I think he's quoting an article. He said, holistic health advocate Deepak Chopra, who's 77, is one of several people who have digitally cloned themselves to do their work for them. Chopra's lifelike AI fills in on Zoom calls. Would you digitally clone yourself? No. Well, unless it's for porn. But this is the way I look at it, looking at that scenario. If you're digitally cloning yourself for Zoom calls, I feel like it means that you have no creative input available to share with anybody. If you're doing that, you're just mailing it in. I would be furious if, think about like if a president did that. I don't know if that would be a good idea, although you never know. But if whoever's leading your company or anybody that's above you that is in power over you in a business realm, what would you think if they were, you know, essentially digitally mailing it in? Wouldn't that piss you off? You're like, this is his AI. What it does is it goes back and reviews videos, any talking format that you've done in the past, and it just crunches them all together, and it learns from all the things that you've discussed. Like if I were to do it, it'd be like compiling all my podcasts, everything that I've ever said, all the jokes, all the quote-unquote insight that I try to give. It would compile all that, smash it all together, and that would be its nucleus of, and then anytime somebody asked it a question, it would use that data to give a response. I feel like this is a horrible way to go. And apparently it's not that expensive to do, which is scary. So businesses will probably start using this in some fashion. And I guess there's a free version of this. And depending on the company, you do have to, if you want to create a digital clone of yourself, you do have to provide your driver's license. So it's not like somebody is wanting to create a digital clone of me without my permission type of thing. This is scary to me, but it's not really surprising. And what does that tell you about that Deepak Chopra guy? That he's full of shit. That's what. He's mailing it in. What a piece of shit. I can't stand that. That's ridiculous. Ah, it's fine. I've said what I've said. So, you know, you can start recycling my shit. That's what that is. If you make a digital clone, it means you have nothing new. That you don't have anything good to provide anymore. Everything good that you've ever done is in the past. That's ridiculous. Am I wrong? You tell me what you think about this. Let me know. DeHuffPodcast@gmail.com or @DeHuffPodcast on social media. I think this is ridiculous. It's absurd, but it's not shocking. That's the sad thing. I can totally see people doing this. I worked with a lot of people that I could see them doing this. It's only certain industries that would benefit from it. And it's going to be the higher ups that do this. The people that are managing multiple people in multiple departments. And that's what's going to happen. You tell me, could this ever infiltrate your industry? Maybe not what you do, but maybe some people that are in different maybe they're not overseeing you, but you know that there's some people in your industry that could do it. I'd be interested. Let me know, and then we can bring it up on a future episode, because I think that would be fascinating. And I guess I never thought about this for the AI. I was always thinking of AI will just take the jobs of people for, say, like line workers type of thing, where it's just like, well, you don't need somebody to do, you know, put this part into that or make this product when you can just have a robot do it that is programmed to do it. But this kind of makes sense in a way. I mean, they kind of use AI already with a light version of it for customer service representatives. They start doing this more and more. You might have Deepak Chopra answering your customer complaints at Xfinity. How can I help you today? I don't know what he sounds like. Well, I believe we need to take a deep breath, sir, and center yourself. That's ridiculous. Again, not surprising. Hey, thank you guys for supporting the show. Really appreciate it. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Share it with your friends. Big thanks to Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. That's Jad's with a J. Thank you guys so much. Have an amazing day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.